Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. Petaluma, California. I'm sure I said it wrong. Petaluma, California. Glendale, Arizona. And Montreal. You're going to probably want to listen to this whole opening. And guess what? Talk about a tease. Oh, do I have good news for you. My episode of Songs About Hot Dogs drops July, Friday the 20th. Okay, that's today, you son of a bitch. Songs About Hot Dogs. It was fun. I knew that I didn't even have to really talk about hot dogs. That's just the launching point for the podcast, for the love of God. But guess what? I ended up having like a lot of, to George Carlin for, well, a lot of hot dog related topics that I was very excited to talk about. More than I think John really wanted me to. He's like, Todd, you're doing, I don't want people to think it's all about hot dogs. I could see him like, you know, after, he's appreciative, but I could see him like just up late at night. Jesus. I wanted people to know that's just a launching point. There's a lot of facts about hot dogs and things about hot dogs. But I was hoping Todd had like one little thing about hot dogs and then we just talked about whatever we wanted. That way everybody else knows, oh, okay. It's not like, now they're going to hear Todd's episode. He's not going to be able to get any new guests because they're all going to be like, no, I'm pretty sure you can just hear facts about hot dogs, songs about hot dogs, and the guest has to talk about hot dogs 100% of the time. I mean, that's what Todd Glass did. I guess that's great. Now he's really got me into a pickle. Oh my God, songs about pickles. Should I give it to Aaron Simon as a little present for his Jewish holiday? Or should I keep it for myself? Well, that was like a whole big show I just did. You get it? You know? Did you understand that bit? All right. So Friday the 20th, songs about hot dogs. Petaluma, August 17th. I'm going to be there. Do you play drums? Do you have a friend that plays keyboards and you want to be in the band? Email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. And I'll tell you the more details. But you need to be a drummer and a keyboard player that have played together. Not like, well, I play keyboards. Like, I want you two to have a little bit of a... Even if you play together twice, you get the lay of the land of somebody if you meet them once or twice. Email me at Todd Glass Comedy and I'll give you the details. But my show's the 17th of August. But this is going to be a great festival. I mean, there's some awesome comedians coming up. Like crazy great comedians. And a ton of them. And my show's on the 17th, but I'm sticking around because there's some other great shows. John, when we are done this opening, I'm going to find out if you want to go and sit in with the band too. But that depends on, you know, does he have any prior engagements? And Aaron, I'll send you a postcard. I love it. I knew that was funny. So I want to say something. Okay, and then also Glendale, Arizona at Stir Crazy. I had to cancel this date before, but August 9th, 10th, and 11th with the band. It's going to be great with the band. And that's going to be a lot of fun at Stir Crazy Comedy Club, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Why do I repeat it? Like people, if they forget it, they'll 15 second back it up, you know? So it's not, I'm going to try to stop doing that. It's like, why do I keep saying it? It's like, yeah, we heard you. Like if there's anybody that lives in where I just said to prove that I'm not just trying to repeat it again, and they're going to go, oh, I'm glad he said it three times. You hear your city on a podcast, you sit up. And they're the only people that need to hear it. So that's it. And then, well, this week I'm in Montreal. I'm there. I'm there from the 20. And if it's your birthday, you might want to stay tuned. Not to get you too excited. But it's basically, if it's Jake and it's your birthday, you might want to stay tuned. I got you, you fuck. Montreal Comedy Festival from the 23rd of July all the way through the 28th, doing pretty much shows every night at the Mainline Theater, except Friday the 27th, because we're doing our podcast that day in the afternoon, and at night I'm doing some other show. But so, you know, every single night except Friday, I'm at the Mainline Theater. All right. And then I'm doing Doug Loves Movies while I'm up there on the 29th. But there you go. And the band there is going to be sick. 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 Two comedians. I'll mention it next week. But anyway. So that's it. Now, Jake, are you turning 29? Whoa! I'm Jake. I'm turning 29. Aren't I great?
So interesting.
Oh, I'm going to make this whole opening a podcast.
I have a birthday.
Oh, yeah, go to Chuck E. Cheese and shove it up your ass.
I was born
whoa.
Look at me.
I got a funny letter from your brother, Andrew. How cool is that? His brother, like, what, say, can you give him some love? I said, I don't do birthday shout-outs anymore. The show's turning into shit. But, he said, I want to do it to George Carr. And he goes, I want you to give him a happy birthday so I can shove it in his fucking face how nice I am. it's about the... By the way, I can let you know in case you're trying to decide who you like best on the podcast. John came in second with a laugh on that, which was funny. Anybody that goes, I want to wish my brother a happy birthday because I can shove it in his face and what a nice fucking brother I am. John laughed first. I looked over at Aaron Simon, and you know what? They didn't know I was checking out to see if they were laughing, so I'll give it to John. He did come in first with some laughs, and then Aaron, a little snicker. And I thought it was really funny when I laughed when I read it the first time. So these guys do not have your back. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Just songs about hot dogs.
Songs about hot dogs. Oh, you have them on the take. As they say, where's this meal? No, I don't want to. I'm just doing it to complain. This meal your grandmother keeps.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Jake. We're not done with your birthday yet, you fuck. This Jewish dinner that your grandmother's going to make when we get back from Montreal.
It's fucking happening.
Why do you have to curse?
It's cool.
It is cool?
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Oh my god, am I like cool and I don't even know it?
Yeah, you curse it?
Fuck yeah.
Damn, that's cool. Dude.
Man, fuck that. Fuck that. That's fuck cool. you. Fuck,
that's cool.
Fuck you.
That's cool.
Whoa. Fuck you.
That's cool.
And I thought the kids at the skate park were cool.
Wow, my god, I'd probably go hang out there. Well, that might look a little creepy.
Nah.
No, it wouldn't. So,
Wanna go skate?
That Jewish dinner at your grandmother's, when we get back, I am gonna make one request. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Other than that, wow. I just want her to make her favorite dinner. But I do have one request. Grilled she makes cheese. What?
Grilled cheese.
No, grilled cheese and some Oreo cookies for dessert. No, I think it's gonna be matzo ball soup.
It's a classic.
She better know how to make it good.
Or what?
Can I tell you? Yeah, you're right. Like,
or what?
Or what? I'll punch her in her face and teach her a few things. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Comedy on State. One of the best clubs on the planet. That's a nice compliment. I just haven't been back there in a while. And you know, maybe you tweeted them. Comedy on State, let's bring back Todd Glass and his band. Because I'll tell you why I really want to go there, and this is why I mention it. Alec White and his entourage, that's what he calls them. He said the band's really holding them back. Because I know they might listen. What? What if there is tension there and I just caused a fire? He did not believe me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
You're Yoko.
Yeah, like the band. He said you guys are like Yoko to him. He's just trying to, you know, send some love your way. But no, so in where Comedy on State is at, that club is so famous that that's what I call the whole place. It's called, you want to go visit Comedy on State? That's what it says on the map now. But that's in Wisconsin, Comedy on State. Everybody knows where it's at. Hurry up, look real quick. How do I not know where it's at? Well, I'm almost positive it's Wisconsin.
Me too.
Because I've been there once. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Great. Madison, Wisconsin. Madison was the word that I... Madison, Wisconsin. So it is. It's just a great club. Everything about it. The room, the people. It's just everything you want when you're at a week. But anyway, so that's where Alec lives and him and the band. I would have the most sick band. Like, it would be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable. But I have to work in his town. That's where he lives and that's where his band would be able to... Him and his band would be able to... open up all the shows. So tweet at Comedy on State. Just say, hey, let's get Todd Glass and the band back there. All right. And then maybe that'll quicken it up. And I'll reach out too, but there we go. Well, Jake, happy 29th birthday. And we'd like to sing a song we wrote for you. You like that? Are you laughing? Are you and your brother driving in the car right now laughing? Are you? Are you laughing? Are you giggling? You're driving in the car right now. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Wait. So Andrew, he's like behind the wheel driving. Shut the fuck up. And then who do you think is sitting? And the birthday boy probably, because he probably says, I'll drive the whole month. That's... Jake, who just turned 29, shut the fuck up. They're driving down the street, and this is playing. Right now, what we're saying in California is now playing wherever the fuck they live. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That's them in the car right now. We can't stop saying shut the fuck up and move on with the podcast and then leave them in their city going, oh my God, because they're still like, shut the fuck up! I can't bake it anymore. I can't bake it anymore. Someone left the bake out in the rain. All right, listen, that's our opening. That's a nice opening. And I think I did everything. Comedy on State. This is when I asked the tweet. I'm going to say the same thing every time. There's more people that tweet that are listening to my show. I'm being honest. This is a little aggressive for me. It's the same people that tweet. I'm very specific with my tweet. It's always like, help me out. The same 30 people are always on it for me. 15 probably. But I don't mind making people feel guilty about that. Now, look, if you're not on Twitter, no. It is a big favorite. Oh, I did ask once. I said, just get on Twitter just to help me out once in a while.
I never told you. My mom did when you did that.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Little Rosemary. Huh? How do you like that I know your mom's name?
I love it.
It's part of my life. Rosemary. Now she's part of my life. Do you know my mom's name by any chance? I don't use it that often, but maybe you do. You know, just give it a shot.
Marion?
I wrote it down and he couldn't read it.
Maureen?
Maureen.
Right.
Maureen.
I remember it from the Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Intro. Yeah.
Anyway, that's Rosemary. So, all right. Well, today our show is the second half of a family show. I hope there's nutrition in this show. I hope it's good. I hope there's some things that'll treat you right. And, enjoy the show, the second half of the family show. Oh, I'm exhausted. I got everything down. Jake and Andrew still driving in the car because they had shut the fuck up. Guess who this is on the train? Because they're not getting attention now. Who this is?
Vinny.
How did you guess that quick?
Because you're crying on the train.
Yeah, here's Vinny on the train. Boo-hoo, Todd's not mentioning me.
Vinny.
We should put the face of Vinny when he was a little kid pouting in the car, and that would be him right now as an adult. Same face. Boo-hoo, I'm Vinny. I'm the only one that's supposed to get attention. God, it's so childish.
Yeah.
He's really mad, too. You know he's fuming. He has to hide it, though, right? Be him and I see him. Hey, Vinny, how you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, Vinny, what do you mean nothing? It's good to see you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Oh, well, do you want to go out tonight? We can go to Factors or we can go to...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Jake wants to go out to Factors with you.
Oh, my... Vinny, the podcast listener that I gave a birthday shout out, is that what you're talking about?
I don't know, Todd, is it?
You tell me.
Are you upset by that? That's a listener.
No, if I got upset with that, that would make me a bad person.
Oh, thank you. You see, he twisted it around. Anyway, so I hope you enjoy. Jake, happy birthday. All right? Happy 29. You just great person. You're funny. Your brother loves you. Is that weird to be in the car with your brother right now? And then you're both like, well, I guess I do. Or why would else would I have him? Why else would I have the tag that say happy birthday? Oh my God. Jake loves his brother. Jake loves his brother. Andrew loves his brother. Andrew loves Jake. Andrew loves Jake. Are you uncomfortable in the car?
He's
right? He's a jolly good fella. And nobody
now entering Nerdist.com.
Whoa, 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 mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I try to concentrate, but my mind wants to explore.
To explore.
The tropical scene of you takes me up above. And girl, when I look at you, oh, I'm
Honestly, and by the way, keep in mind. No. I'm being very serious. Just don't. Everyone, move around and make me look stupid. I want to know your honest opinion, and Eric knows that I do. Mm-hmm. But I think even Eric, I could tell by the way you're thinking, it's not. There's something wrong with the PA or something, or is it not coming through clear? Was it? Is that?
I don't know. It sounds great.
And the drums. And by the way, that's not easy to find that beat in that song. It's more of an electronic beat, and you're trying to do it with the...
I'm searching for it.
But it's hard, but it's because you're not electronics, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's more of an electronic sound?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, but it is what it is. So, Aristotle, honestly, do you think... No, I want you to be honest. Do you think it's good? Ho, ho, ho. Don't worry about my feelings, because I know sometimes you do, because you know that I can get angry easily and scream and yell. And, you know, I know there's a side of me that only you've seen. One of the reasons that all those frames are repainted in red, because, quite frankly, I ripped them all off the wall in a fit of rage. But I've been in therapy, and I want to know what you... Can I tell you what I'm most scared of? What do you think, seriously?
I think if they went... On American Idol.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm freaking out.
They would win.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I think they are the next American Idols.
What?
Wow.
Guys, are you just... Are we all numb in this room?
And the voice.
Do we have any music that we play? Like, maybe words or something? This is exciting. I don't think you guys under... You're not... Thank you, everybody. This is the Todd Glass Show. That's right. What do I promise you every week? That we will get silly as shit. And now look at us. My listeners want reverb. Listen to the drums. Go crazy. Wow.
By the Television Association of America.
Suck it, America! And that's why it's a professional show. If you think it's easy to do, you do what we just did. That takes precision and a lot of fucking jingles. I'll tell you what you do. And my sister, she's not too good either. And my mama, who's you? I'll tell you what you think. Hey, don't want to do the bit. Who wants to do the bit where we all tell him to stop giving us rim shots after we try to give him advice? Hey, seriously, don't do that anymore.
I think you should pull your seat up.
Hey, he's your friend. Don't pull your... Hold on, stop, Kevin. Seriously. You're being rude. Kevin, you're being rude. Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
Kevin,
did you
don't...
Just say, ha-ha.
Kevin, stop doing that after I tell you something. You're pissing... You're pissing me off.
Being irresponsible.
You're pissing
right
me
now.
Off. Stop.
Kevin. Kevin, he's serious.
I'm going to come over there and punch you in your face. And
he's serious.
Disappointing your mother.
He's serious.
You're an asshole. And I don't think that's a good way to communicate with you, so I appreciate. Well, that's pretty. Oh, that's not so pretty. All right. Thank you. It was a good job. That's why we have our safe word, because then when I want to stop. I'm halfway.
Sounds like it could be an Alec White song.
I'm so happy. Play it, pretty boy.
An Alec White song?
What? That's right. It's a Todd Glass Show, everybody. Plowing through the night. Just when you think we don't know where we're going, we take you right there.
Will
fast.
The sign on the side says 65.
Shut up.
Yeah, the pig on the meter is starting to ride.
Wow.
Come on!
She might be old.
I can't hear the drums.
She might look rough from years of abuse. But now we got her all souped up. She's running clean. She got a suitcase packed in the passenger seat. It's gonna be a long ride. It's gonna be a long ride. All the field of green, green means gold. And I'm zoning out.
Who is it? Hello?
The Family Business?
Family Business. It's good stuff. How's everybody? I'm straightening the mic. I'm very calm right now. I'm about as calm and in a good mood as I could be. And that is not a sound effect. Yeah, I could sing, I guess, if I had that. Oh, you have that? No, but I need it without the words. Now turn it off. I need it without the words. I could sing it. Yes, if I had a backbeat like that, I'm just saying people could sing. You have it without the word? Oh, you do? Shit. I mean, yeah, I guess I could. I mean, not guess, I will. Well, I mean, I need reverb. If I had reverb, I could sing. But I'm seriously, the reverb isn't working. Oh, Aristotle. I guess I'm not just trying to complain, but the music isn't loud. It needs to be really loud. I'm not joking around. I swear to God, you need like a beat that's sensational. These guys are. Look, guys, it's great and everything. But the drums need to be like the guys trying to break the drumsticks. It's got to like the drummer's trying to teach someone a lesson. And it needs a little more reverb, but I. Alright, I mean it's pretty close, I'm not gonna lie, but I mean I'm driving on the road going 95. I got my pedal on the metal and I'm doing it alive. Cause I bring man up out, dang down everything you go. Louisiana, Texas on my mind. That's all you gotta do. Yeah. I got a whole lot of soul, but a 14 engine freight train knocking on my door. Every night I tell the women that they gotta go to bar. They flip around the back. Everybody is driving me fucking nuts. I got the lady at the place, she's walking in the ding, then she moves like that, and then, and then. If you can think of things, this is a fun thing to do. No one wants to try it. Everyone's scared.
I was hitchhiking back down country road. Backpack full country.
Holding on to the word retarded, I hope you're proud. Your grandchildren are gonna be able to be so proud. Cause 50 years from now they can tell you, my daughter and I fucked that bit of bad fuck. I'm not done.
A mystical tree, and I climbed upon the tree, and what happened with my best friend, Susan? Hello, Susan.
Hey, San Antonio, I'm having fun. You know why this is hard to do? Because you're afraid to be serious. But if you just talked about what bothers you, you'd be, everyone would be able to do it. You know, if you just... Well, you have to rhyme a little. They got the lights too bright, it's making me mad. You got a shitty old bathroom, it looks real bad. But you got a 200-watt bulb in there, you're fucking nuts. You're fucking crazy. Have you never heard of atmosphere? I hope you die. Die! You got your house too bright.
I used to do drugs and I still do, but I used to do too.
Yeah, yeah! I used to do drugs, but I used to still, but I too used to too. I could invent a vending machine that sold vending machines. The only problem is it'd have to be real big, yeah.
2 for 1 is a bullshit term. That's why they made 2, because 2 couldn't fit into 1.
That's right, motherfucker. Shouldn't have just said escalate and temporarily stairs. Ah! Ah! Ah, you're damn right, I like me some good old-fashioned rice. Rice is good if you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something nice. Ah! Ah! This is the Todd Glass Show you've wanted, everybody. You know, we can do be nice to people. Everybody needs someone to be nice to, you know. It's just, we can be so nice to people right now. They're listening. We got their attention. Why not treat them with the respect they deserve? Because you are just, I'm going to fucking punch you. You're so adorable. What's so wrong with admitting you're adorable? Today is national. It's okay to admit you're adorable because let me tell you something. You got the headphones in. You're adorable. No. You are. What's so bad? You admit it. Maybe you crack a little. I know. You're like, come on. I'm a full grown adult. You're adorable. Some things you did, you know what they are. You're just adorable.
Look at you.
Look right.
Oh,
come on.
Look at that.
Stop it with that.
Come on. Stop. You're gonna make me blush.
I know. Look at them. What they did, what they didn't do, what they wanted to do. Just something so simple. Whatever you did.
Enjoying themselves.
Thank you.
Their hair looks great today.
Can I tell you something? You know it does. Shut the fuck up. Now you're like, how do they know? Because I know you got the, everything turned out right today. Maybe it won't tomorrow, but guess what? Soak in today. Your hair is fucking nutso. God damn it, I can't take it. I'd like to come through these earphones. Hey, if I blurped out of there, like my whole body, and I smacked you in your face, and don't tell you how good your hair looks, I bet then you'd come to life. We're not done complimenting people. We're just getting started. We're just getting started. So if you're like...
The cold opening of complimenting people.
Yeah, that's the cold opening. And then we have a jingle we play. Don't we have a jingle about this next bit is about a... Because I've tried to have a generic jingle in case we don't have a jingle for a specific bit. I figure I always have this.
This next bit is about a guy who does something.
Okay, it is.
And then somebody does something else,
and then something else happens. Yeah.
And everybody laugh.
Now that's a spicy show, Harris Whittles. Oh, you son of a bitch. So I just wanted to say that. And you, thank you. Well, I'd like to do a little song for everybody right now. If you don't mind giving me a little sexy in my voice, I'd appreciate that back there in the sound booth. Play it, pretty boy. At first I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking, how could I ever live without you? But then I spent so many nights feeling lonely by myself. But then I'm back to say
time to play an Alec White song.
Wow.
When you said that you could sing just as good as Alec White,
you didn't think
I was skeptical.
But not anymore?
No.
Compare it to the best.
You were gone, tired of this city.
Anything you want.
Find yourself somewhere. All your friends packed up and left. You were stuck cleaning up their nest. Got something you must confess. If you start longing for the ones you know the best, because I have so many times
gotta give
you anything you want. Cause life is hard and you gotta sing your stuff.
Okay, I want to tell everybody something that we did. Stop. This is our listeners don't know this. Of course we do. We stopped playing the original song about 40 seconds ago, and that was just us.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody. I don't think they noticed.
We're good.
It's just fun. God, fun to good. Trick people. I fucking love to trick people, and I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Okay, what do you want to do? I got things all over this list we could talk about. Oh, songs? No, we're very song heavy on this show.
Let's do it.
Here's a weird. Quick kind of plug thing that I didn't realize until recently when I was going through the back catalog of the show. But years ago, you had, I believe, Sharon Leon to talk about...
Therapy.
Therapy, yes. And now, I didn't realize it was... I mean, I guess it still couldn't be the same. It's possible that there are just two Sharon Lees. But Sharon Lee is now on another podcast on the Nerdist Network, the Bruce Lee podcast, that she does with Shannon Lee.
That, I'd love to find out if that was her, because she was great. She had a good sense of humor, and she was very knowledgeable.
That's why I was like, I'm pretty sure this has got to be the same.
We talked to her about the main thing that I still could talk about. Now I want to talk about it more than ever, because I forgot about it, which is not right, because it still needs to be talked about. The non-zero hitting of children, you know, just like if you were married and you wouldn't hit the other person. Zero. So that's, I like to say it that way, because I know people... The reason for saying you should never hit children or defending it, saying don't say never, there's a lot of people that would say, don't say never. I know what you mean. You should really try not to. And when you do, there's a right way to do it in the knee. People want to really go out. They want to explain to you. They want to go, I'm not a maniac. They want to explain that, and only when you, and I love to bring on people that say, not even that. Not even that. Just like if you're with somebody. Because, you know, I would imagine your goal is to do what's best for your child. And when that's not what your instincts tell you to do, a sane person at the best of their worst moment in their life can go, okay, my instincts might be wrong here. It might be more to do with my own temper that I'm, of course it makes sense. And then when you see children that are from the product of that environment, you know, you're not supposed to look for 10% where everything's done pretty cool and then they go the other way. That happens. But overwhelmingly, when you see children that are from parents that make a lot of fucking mistakes, because you can as a parent and still be an awesome parent, but overwhelmingly when it comes to discipline, you decide not to hit them, you give their child a lot of self-worth and say, I don't put up with that with anybody. Certainly, there's no gray area. Nobody hits you, ever. Ever. Nobody. It's fun to be able to say that as to a parent to your child. What about in certain situations? Now to the day you die, nobody should lay a hand on you. Nobody. What about you? Definitely not me. Definitely not me. That wouldn't be the best day of my life that I tell myself for the right reason that I smacked my child hard enough to get him to stop it. So don't play games. You don't. The pat that you show everyone you would do is not the pat you give him that takes an out-of-control child and shuts him the fuck up. Don't bullshit what the hit is. You can do it, but call it what it is. It's not stopping a erratic child because it doesn't at least sting like a fuck. And you take my show in the middle and you bring this up?
Hey, man.
I'm saying Bruce Lee podcast. Check it out.
Yeah, oh, so Shannon Lee came on, and quite frankly, she had a big mouth. And no, she was great. Oh, she was great. I liked her. She was easy to talk to, easy to be around, and whatever she's doing, go listen to her, because she was really great.
Last time we talked about the hitting kids, maybe some people said, you don't have kids, so how would you know?
So I adopted kids.
Well, I have a kid now.
Oh, you do?
And I haven't hit him.
Well, you don't know what it's like to have him longer. The person that'll never give up.
You don't know what they're like when they're 18.
You don't know what they're like when they're 40 and they're choking you in your own house. All right, listen, let's go nice and slow. So songs today, I had them email me songs that they like, but they're maybe embarrassed to listen to. Now I have a theory. Do you really send me the ones you're embarrassed or the ones you're least embarrassed of? But we all have some songs, and we shouldn't. That's the thing. That's not the part of me that I like. Now, I'm not saying even would you buy it. How about would you crank it in the car? Maybe that's the way I should have answered the question. Would you crank it in the car if nobody was around? So you're saying this one, Eric's? Let's hear Eric's.
But you do want those kind of songs, right?
What do you mean?
You do want songs that we would crank if no one was around.
I think that was the question. The question was, what's a song you... I think it's asked... It's the same the same answer. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to know the honest answer. I think it's the same... it's the two requests for the same thing. One way I said it before, maybe I could have said it better, was name a song you're embarrassed that you love. So...
When I got that text, I was like, damn it. Because through Eliza Skinner, I learned that there are no songs you're embarrassed of. You just the songs you like. But I also didn't want to give you a complicated answer, so I just sent a song.
Can I tell you something? I like your answer. It's right what I'm thinking. So I guess, is this a bad thing I'm doing? No.
No,
because we still have it in us, and I think it's a way to like say, okay, well, here's one, and just, you're right. You love it. Don't, it's the opposite of having respect for music when you make pretend that what you like, it's what the worst thing for music all is to decide what you'll like is by the public poll. So what? Sometimes no one will agree with you.
But how about when you hear another sound that is great because you let you're honest with what you like? And maybe you're wrong. So what? I'm kidding. All right, let's hear it.
Eric Olsen picked the Beach Boys.
Well, we don't have to tell them. Let it surprise them. Oh, this is a fun one. In the car. Picture you're in the car. Put the reverb on it. So I would admit, I would like that song. I would crank that in the car. I would crank
Yeah, but I am embarrassed by it because the Beach Boys, I mean.
Yeah, if I. Well, only if I was. Not if I was in
and
a red
light.
I
think a lot of maybe the Beach Boys stuff is campy, but their album Pet Sounds was.
I remember growing up, my parents had that album in like 72, 70, 71.
There's no shame
six,
in the Beach
75,
Boys.
80.
Thank you.
80. Well, I was born in 82, so minus the three.
Okay, right, that was and, a cool song.
Right, that's the top. Hey, Vinny, did you get this joke? Nobody else got it. Oh, Vinny, did you get it? No, Vinny. You get
Vinny,
it, right? Because I did the joke. I went, well, it was in 70. No, 80. Well, I was born in 83. Now they're all talking. No one heard it. You heard it. You heard it. Of course, you hear it. You're like, of course, Todd. I listen to every second of the podcast. And then I digitally remember it in my brain. So when I talk about it, I exactly know what I'm talking about. And every line exactly remembered exactly the way it was. So, of course, I heard it. Let's hear John's. Who is this?
I don't know. From a video game.
And you like playing?
Oh, but this is from Sonic 2, right?
Oh, shit. That's
I just shit in my pants. it's a good time for an Alec White song. Alec. I'm kidding. Not now. Not now. No, no. We're too music heavy. I'm getting word.
Hey. That's my job.
Let me hear. Yeah, let me. We're doing good, actually. What about Aristotle? What is yours?
This is The Great Escape by Boys Like Girls. That's the name of the band.
So you'd be embarrassed to crank that at a red light?
No, I mean, I do. That's why I was like, well, I'm not embarrassed now, but at the time I was because it was poppier than what I was used to. And then when I saw them live, I'd say 90% of the audience was like teenage girls. And I was like, well, this was then at the time.
And you've
like,
always.
Well, this is not quite the man. And now I don't care.
Now you're, yeah. But it's like all of a sudden when I sing mine, you know. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. You can tell my, you know, I was like, do you believe in love? Everyone? Wait, Todd really, you know, bared his soul.
Those.
Yeah, sure. I didn't hear any real, like, you know. That's like, you know, we used to have a thing where you would show your worst comedy. Like, we would get together with 5 or 6 comedians, you would show your worst, you know, the show you're embarrassed of. And that was a real thing that we wanted to do. We thought, yeah, maybe Thursday night we'll all bring, like, you know, something we're embarrassed about. And then the joke became that, like, somebody shows their Letterman set and they got a standing ovation. We're like, really? He's like, it was embarrassing. Because my parents were there. And I was like, what? Oh, God.
Well, what was yours?
Oh, I didn't, to be honest.
This one's his.
Well, this isn't. He just hears me playing this around the house a lot.
Come on, this is a great song.
Is this bad?
Fascinating transition.
Damn it. All right, listen, I got more to talk about. We don't do the show where it's all music. We talk about stuff in the studio. Let's come back to the studio. Everybody back to the table, pull in.
because I'm sick of having a the people are sick. Everybody's sick. People are mad at me because I can do all the interviews. I can do good interviews and I can be silly, but we don't have to be silly. We can head down interview. How long have we been going?
Hour 40.
Oh, more boing tonight than ever before. That's what we offer our people. No, I'm serious. I want a lot of boing. People want more boing. I'm not even joking. The word out on the street is when I listen to the Todd Glass show, I want more boing. Boing, 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 boing. Guess which one's real. Yeah, I'll do one and then you do one. I want people to guess. So just do it a lot. Boing, 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 boing. Are you guessing at home?
Are you going to do one?
Okay, I'll do one first. You guess who it is. Everyone close their eyes. I'll do the first one.
Okay, then I guess that it's that one.
Okay, now I'll do one. Now, okay, now let me, which, and let me do one. Boing, boing.
See, they sound the same to me, but I only know which one you're doing because you say I'm going to do one.
I read the transcript of what it takes to technically be a podcast, so if you're thinking of suing us, don't get you're not going to. This counts. There's some things you have to follow. There are things you have to follow, believe it or not, and this counts, so don't even fucking get cute with me. Because I'm going bonkers. Hey, everybody, it's Todd Glass. Our podcast is going crazy. That's right. We're giving it away for free every week. The Todd Glass Show.
Some podcasts are under comedy. This one's under technically.
This show's under technicalities.
Glass, glass, wanna hear glass. Remember, slow down if you're moving too fast. La, la, la.
Wow. Fun? I make it fun. That's why I get my own jingles.
Remember, slow down if you're moving too fast. La, 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 la.
Wow. I'm like to sing a song. I like to sing it all night. But I'm done. I'd like to sing a song. The problem is, here's a good line for a song. You ready? I can't do this alone. The only problem is, the way I am, I can't find anybody. Maybe I can't I can't do this alone. But the only problem is, with the way I am, nobody wants me. That's why I know how to make people silly. I get people, oh, it seems sad, but then...
That was so good.
Then it's like this. In other words... That's what I give people for the money. If you join the Patreon, what we will do is I will turn on a mic, and to that music, I will, at the end of each thing, go. So that's what I'm giving you, a little freebie right now. That's what I give you for free. 16 a month. Around the holidays, I'll be like, Merry Christmas! No, that's what you get for free. No, all this and more. Someone's calling me. Do you want to know who it is?
Is it Alec White?
No, it's some hot girl I met at the mall. Let me call her. No, it's a hot... It is a hot girl I met at the mall. I'm not even joking around. Why would I lie?
Is it your manager calling in?
No. Oh, Alex? Let me talk to him. Give me the phone.
He's trying to get through to Todd.
Hey, Alex.
First dude,
oh, no, it's, not... No, Lane. Oh, stop it. I'm sure she'd be flattered. Well...
First dude,
but it's... can I call you later? I'm in the middle of my podcast. Ursula.
Singing first duty, duty.
Oh yeah, it's her parents. Well, that's what
Sage. First duty, duty.
Yeah. Okay, let me call you back. I'm literally doing the first duty. I'm literally doing the podcast right now as we talk.
First Steve Gordon, first Steve.
All right, let me call you back. I'm like I'm saying, I'm literally doing the podcast right now as we talk.
First Steve Gordon, first Steve. First Steve Gordon, first Steve. First Steve Gordon.
Well, I know they're showing a lot of Netflix specials. Mine's going to get lost in the mud, but what are you going to do? Well, don't. No, it's better to play it, but. Yeah, you tell them that. What? Oh, is that true?
First digging, first duty, duty.
Wow. So is he done now?
First digging, first.
What the fuck? That's some crazy shit.
First digging, first.
Did that? What? There's nothing to do. You can't.
First Steve Gordon, first digging.
All right, I'm just asking. All right, let me call you back.
Steve Gordon, first digging.
Hold on, let me call you back. I'm being very serious. Okay, you're repeating yourself over and over
first
again.
Digging first duty, duty. And it poopity cool. And first Steve Gordon, first digging, first duty, duty. And it poopity cool. And first Steve Gordon, first digging, first duty, duty.
Rob.
First digging, first duty.
Yeah, he used to live here.
Rob.
Yeah, we made him a song.
And first Steve Gordon,
yes, we're playing it now. Rob. I'm playing the song. If you shut up, you can listen. Yes, we did one for Lane. Yes. Stop. Of course we're not going to be rude. Poopity poo.
Lane,
no, they're the paint tarps from Home Depot. Is that what you're talking
about?
Doesn't look like shit. You have to know how to drape them over your sofa. Well, you... Yeah. Well, then spend the money to recover. What do you want from me? I don't care. It does look nice, but you have to... All right, let me go. I'm literally doing my podcast. I'm not even lying to you. Well, that's true. You did?
And it poopity cool.
You did it there.
Digging first duty, dude.
You really did it.
Cool. And first Steve Gordon.
No, what did you just say?
And it poopity cool.
Oh my god, call first me later. First duty, call me later. Poopity cool. Oh no. Who? What's her last name? No, you're thinking of somebody else. She's not.
First digging first duty, dude.
Man, that sounds like her.
Gordon, first digging first duty, dude.
Yeah.
Steve Gordon, first digging, first duty, duty.
Wow, you really went to town.
Gordon, first digging, first duty, duty.
I gotta go. Sometimes you're doing a bit and you're not 100% sure it's not wrong.
First Steve Gordon, first digging.
All right, listen, we're not done. We're going in for the close, though. Is that everybody? I thought that was fun, but I didn't know for everybody else.
I thought it was a great bit. Oh.
What do you want to do?
What do you got on that list?
I got nothing. Yeah,
we
I just want to do.
Got some more Alec White.
No, not yet. We got to save Alec. We're going to close with him. That's right, yeah. Alec. You're headlining tonight in the main room, baby. Oh, hello?
No.
Oh, Jesus. There you go again.
This also reminds me. That
good talk. Everybody, this is the type of podcast I have now. No, it's one of those shows like you all talk and then you interrupt a little and then we all get going. We interject. So you go, oh, what about this? And you know, I got this on my mind. This is really pissing me off. And then you talk and then Aristotle goes, yeah. And then I stop everybody. I'm like, whoa, one at a time. So, but like, I don't want a parody of it. This is what I'd like to achieve. You talk about goals in life. That's the type of show I want to start having. So let's do it now.
You want me to call somebody?
Oh, you want to call somebody? We've done that before. Who should we call? You want to call? Who could we call? You want to call?
I'm going to call Steve Fine Arts.
Okay. You think he'll be good? Maybe we should call him in a Chinese restaurant and put him in competition with each other. I'll tell you, my mother, she's not too great.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like to sing a song. And I'd like to have a little quick little piano thing.
Hello.
Right here.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Steve. It's Todd Glass from the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. For legal reasons, I have to tell you, we are recording your call, but it will not be used, I swear to God. For legal reasons, I have to tell you, we are recording your call, but I will not play it, I swear to God.
Promise you won't play it?
I swear to, if I just swear to God, mean nothing to you? Is nothing sacred anymore?
It means everything. I'm a God-fearing man.
Well, because if next thing you know, you Starbucks won't be saying Merry Christmas, and you're not going to be able to swear to God. No. From my heart, I swear to God. I swear to the good Lord above that keeps us safe. I swear to God. I swear to God. will not use it. We will not use it. I swear to God. What do you really think?
Swear to God.
Didn't you tell me that you thought Eddie Pepitone was overrated and you created a monster? You got to talk about it somewhere. He's overrated.
I had to make money.
Well, that's true. Do you feel you created a monster? Honest. We're off the air.
Absolutely.
That's sometimes what
I
think.
That's what Eric told me, too. Eric said...
Eric Olson.
Eric said, Eddie, not funny. Yeah, Eric Olson.
Well, no, he said, Eddie, to be honest, the word out I heard was you both think he's funny, but now he's like a monster. Does he really make you wash his car? Be honest with me.
Why,
Steve?
Well, I mean, he said you made a documentary about me, and now you got to wash my car. Mm. And you got to clean my clothes. I go shopping for him.
All right. Well, I think it's a labor of love for you, right?
I like it. I like to be around him. But, I mean, I think he's asking a little bit much. You know, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Steve.
But I don't care. I like to be around it.
What are you doing right now? Our listeners want to know. Hey, by the way, we keep saying, I love you, Steve Fine Arts, when every time someone's leaving our house, we really keep... You know, I've really bettered your life.
Yeah, you have. You've bettered my life.
What do you do for me? Nothing. I get shit all over.
I brought you to Paul Anka once.
I know, and then you made that video and ruined it. Can I tell you a story? Brings me to Paul Anka, this guy. Honestly,
who's on the show? Is this a family show?
Yes, it's a family show with Ursula's parents, Lane and Rob.
Oh, hi, Lane and Rob.
There you go. Oh, that's right. I forget how much you know each other. I keep forgetting all my friends know each other. Every time I go, have you ever met Lynn? They're like, Todd, I sang
it. This is not going to make it on the show, right?
Oh,
I feel
no.
Like there's no way this.
I swear.
This is terrible.
I don't want to swear, but I swear to God we're not using it on the show. Why would I do that? That's so rude.
If I were listening to this, I would be like poking my ears. I would just be like, this is horrible. This is terrible.
Now, if you said, would I play what you said about Eddie? What you said about Eddie, would I do that to you?
What?
You said that you created a monster.
I created a monster, yes.
Do you really tongue kiss his eyeball? What am I? Is this the type of shit? What am I? Is what I am. I hate
that's
that. That's a horrible. Let's not do this part.
Hollywood Improv.
What are you doing? How's your cat?
He's dead.
Well, now, why do you go for the joke instead of trying to give me something to play off of?
He's great. He's great. Angus is great.
I heard he died.
I've been home all day, and he's been.
I heard he died. Thank you. That's what you just said. So I figured I'd say I heard it. All right. Well, listen, we got to run. Is there anything you want to tell anybody?
TheBitterBuddha.com. buy it now.
Can I ask you a question? When you come on the show, and I want you to be honest, like to George Carlin, I want you to be honest, and we have a jingle, because this is Joe's territory. I can't step into doing this. Does it bother you that you don't have some more updated credits? Like if we're going to play a jingle.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It absolutely bothers me.
Hey, didn't you also direct Henry Phillips' special?
Hey, I've done more than that.
Yeah, and also you did your, what's your show right now? What are the things? What are the show you have on right now being produced also by Sarah Silverman? What's that show?
Yeah, it's called Please Understand Me. Thank you, Todd.
Well, see, I know. And then you've also...
Get past the one that would have made me some money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Also, well, I think anything to do with Steve Fine Arts. Is that your name?
Yes. My name,
you seem nice.
May we be so bold as to say Steve, Master of the Fine Arts.
Wow. Hey, everybody, gather around the piano. We're going to sing a little song about Steve Fine Arts. I hope you like it. Here we go.
Steve Fine Arts, the Bitter Buddha, is still available for $6.99. If you have Netflix, go watch it in Netflix and then stand by. For Big Dumb Animal, the new Matt Bronger, it's on Netflix today.
Shut up. We have a lot
Bitter
of Buddha reverb in your voice. Do you
it's
want to?
Not even on Bitter Buddha's not even on Netflix, or In Ruins is not on Netflix.
Well, sorry, my special is my hour well, special.
Yeah,
called Act Happy, available on Netflix right now, streaming live. Act Happy on Netflix. You want to go watch it? It's something to be seen.
I honestly cannot find it. I don't even know when you're filming it.
No, I already did it. I already shot it.
I still have my tickets.
Nah, I heard it was November. I heard this He's November. Gonna,
you guys want to carpool the
Hold on,
Todd's we, taping?
Yeah, whenever he sets the date.
My I used to have three stupid neighbors. I'll be honest. I don't like using the word stupid. But, well, they were maybe just, I don't think they thought things through. But they used to, they would carpool, but they would meet at work. I mean, to save money on gas. Anyway, that's an old joke. I just cleaned it
anyway.
Up. Okay, thank you, Steve. We'll talk
All
to
right.
you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I love Stephen Fine Arts.
Hey, is your girlfriend seeing anybody?
I hung up on him.
Who else? We call one more person, right? Then we got to go. What time is it? 10:30?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel it in my bones. Feel it in my boner. I don't
your
give a shit.
Your 10:30 boner?
My 10:30 boner.
He still makes more money than you. Look at Todd Glass's body. You may think it's funny. He still makes more money than you.
I used to play that at clubs. Look at Todd Glass's body. You might think it's funny. He still makes more money than you. This is why I couldn't get booked in Australia. Well, folks, we do have to go in for the close.
Does that mean... another album.
Well, we
White
will,
song.
But did you hear, can you play my nephew singing one more time and try not to listen with a negative ear? I think we just have a lot of
mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
You're not making it good with the no, I feel like Kevin's fucking it up. Don't put hold on one second. Hold on. Play don't play for a second. Play this.
Whoa, 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 mystery.
That sounds good. That sounds good. No, no, don't play that. It's the singing that's so bad. Man, my nephew's not good. All right, Aristotle, this is Todd Sings Everyone Herman. Oh, I was going to do a thing where everyone has to be my harmony. Because I think I could do that. Like, just give me 1 minute. Like, if I went... Just another Monday. No, it has to. How do you forget
Just
it?
Just another Monday.
It's a doobie doobie doo. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, I think I should. I don't spend my Tonight Show money. Okay, songs we're embarrassed of. Did everyone play theirs?
Everybody, but
I played actually Aaron Simons because to George Carlin, I never got one, and I could say it would be. You know what? If 9 to 5 was on, that's the way I look at it later. It makes it easier because I wouldn't buy it. But if 9 to 5 was on in the car, I might crank it. Mm-hmm. You know? But the thing is, that happens less and less. That's why it's hard for you to remember because, well, when I get in the car now, pretty much 95% of the time I'm playing music that's on my phone. But when you used to go around the radio, it would come upon songs. I think that's when that happened more. So what it says is, put them on your phone. What are you, falling all over your microphone? I want to eat something after the show, but I want to be sensible. God damn. Remember you used to live here, Rob? Move over to the mic with Ursula. Remember I used to try to get you to pick up the shit in the yard?
I remember you stepped in it once.
I stepped in it once. He was so nervous. But I was nice about it. Remember what I did to teach you? I smeared it all over your pillow. So when you went to bed.
Remember when Ursula would be at the end of the couch and we'd put a microphone up to her and pretend she was doing comedy?
Yeah, we would. When she was just laying there, we would put the mic up to her and then go do her voice somewhere else. It looks so funny. Hello, everybody. Ursula. Oh, I had to love the fuck out of that dog to put up with her slobber and her dirt everywhere she went. She laid in bed. She wanted to lay in bed. I would come home from the gym. I would like leave at like 9:30, go to the gym, and then she could get out at our house. Like she had the yards fenced in, so she was able to just go out the kitchen door. I would leave the like had a like a thing that you can push through, a plastic thing. And no, I would come home 3 hours later, she's in bed. I'm like, Ursula, it's embarrassing. That's what I used to tell her. I go, Ursula, it's embarrassing. She'd jump up. And I'd bite her ass.
Steve said something funny on the phone earlier about, he goes, his cat, Angus, I think is the name.
Watch your mouth.
He goes,
no, seriously.
He's so playful and shows so much affection, and it's just like the best thing. And I go, oh, I know what you mean. Like when Rocky puts his arms around me and gives me big hugs, and Steve goes, yeah, but imagine he was a cat.
less responsibility. When you're putting your kids to college, I'll be putting my kids to sleep. That was an old Kevin Sullivan joke. He goes, well, you're putting your kids through college, I'll be putting mine to sleep. Kevin Sullivan. Well, Juan Bourbon. That song was fun. Yeah, it's funny. It is funny like that. You don't know what to do. Remember that song? Remember this? That's right. Wow. All right, let me say goodbye. Let's just say goodbye. Turn the music off. What do we have? What's some good exit music? Do we have, like, try a little...
Alec White.
Oh, yeah. What is that? What do we have from Alec? I wouldn't mind. It would give me a chance to... First of all, let me tell you something. I hope everyone... Is there anything anybody wants to talk about?
You can find... well, I mean, obviously, you should buy the album, but I did look. I checked.
Mm-hmm.
The Family Business is on Spotify.
It is. Spotify. This specific album?
Yeah.
And all their other albums?
Yes.
Can I say album? Great album. Anymore? So, go...
Listen to The Family Business.
Even though
It lists them as albums. Like, it says album in Spotify.
Well, good, because I, you know...
That's what they are.
I would rather drop dead than use a dated term. Drop dead. Strike me dead right now. If I said Rolodex, I'd slit my throat.
Check out the next
step. Pokedex.
If I said Pokedex, cool. Well, Pokedex, of course.
Your answering machine.
Just take some pills, but I live. Teach myself a lesson. I don't like to make jokes. Well, it's all right.
Check out the next episode of Songs About Hot Dogs.
That's right. And it's got a great opening. Just go over there for the... Go for Andy Kindler's opening. Every show has a theme. A theme opening. Could be a song, could be words. The old days it was like, you know, listen to this. This is what happens. And, you know, the Brady Bunch. And Andy Kindler, the opening theme to his show. I get a few words in there, but Andy Kindler, you listen to it. All you do is go over and listen to Songs About Hot Dogs. Listen to Andy Kindler's opening. After that, you'll know whether you want to stick around for more or not. But at least go listening to the opening. You got to head over there and listen to the opening. And then you make a decision from there. But that's all I ask you to do. So I don't ask too much of anybody. But I had a great time tonight.
Me too.
I really did.
I feel like we needed this. We didn't even talk about anything too deep. Believe me, I wanted to. I'm very deep. Why do you have to make a joke about it? Well, everybody, we're going to go... We're going to go, we're going to say thank you. You're great, you're special, you're kind, you're just, I'm so goddamn in love with you. Right? Is that all right to say that? Is that too cheesy? No. Wash.
Oh, you're not getting out of here.
That's right. Shut the front door, Betty. Well, you're great, and you're kind, and... I said I love you because, you know what, I love Steve Fine Arts, and people need a lot of love. You can't be throwing out too much love right now. You can't. Just as much as you can throw on somebody, just throw it all over them. You throw it all over their shit. You take love, just throw it the fuck all over people. You can't. What if I throw too much love somebody's way? Yeah, try it. Quite frankly, I think I'm doing better than you guys on this show because...
Like a bucket of ice, just throw it on somebody.
That's right. Throw some love on them like a bucket of ice. We close our show with
a bucket of ice and tell them it's love.
With Alec White. I almost want to close with You're in My. Let me hear. I almost want to close with the other one because it's just a great song to just include everybody. Everybody will be included if we play this last song. Everybody that you want to remember will be remembered, especially while we play the song. So let's leave like we came in almost. Play some.
Best of My Days.
Yeah, and we'll leave with that. And
by
we'll
the
just.
Family Business.
We'll let it breathe. By the Family Business, we'll let it breathe. And we'll close our eyes. We'll do whatever we want. Here we go. Great way to start and a great way to end. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're going to play it. Exactly. We're going to play the same one again. I did the same thing. I started thinking of people that were in my life. And if you go through them, if you take the song and... What is that what you're saying? Yeah, literally think of people. Oh, really? Oh, no, I know you have a sensitive side. I know. Oh, well, I didn't mean to yell. No, not yelling. All right, I'll talk to you later, okay? Yeah, Vinny. Oh, yeah, that's well, when we talk about the train, it's him.
Pretty cool.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Okay. Oh, yeah, first. Well, okay, cool. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love Steve Fine Arts. We'll let it breathe. I know, I hear you. We'll let it breathe. No, of course we'll let it breathe. Letting it breathe. You're interrupting it. You're interrupting it. Yes.
No time has passed between now and then. I still remember the day and the words you said. Please don't be lonely, as I will.
That's it. Good night, Harris.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.